Chapter 1. We Need Lightning Now. Can It Happen Again? Lewis Drummond. I will never forget the lightning which came into his voice. These words were uttered by Alan Morgan of Caerfyrddin, a man who experienced the Welsh revival of 1904. The memory was voiced to friends in the 1930s, more than two decades after Morgan had ever heard Evan Roberts speak. Yet Morgan had never forgotten the lightning that characterized Roberts in those years. When the revival bolt hit Evan Roberts, a church leader described the young man as acting like a particle of radium, or a consuming fire which took away sleep, cleared away the channels of tears, and sped the wheels of prayer throughout this district. Evan himself would never forget the spiritual bolt that struck him. A few weeks later, he told W.T. Stead, a journalist, that it was living energy. It had invaded his soul, burst all bonds, and overwhelmed him. The lightning struck Roberts during a September 29, 1904 service conducted by Seth Joshua at Blendenirk. The first meeting had been at 7 that morning. During that session, Evan began to sense an irresistible influence coming upon him as he heard Joshua pray, "Bend me." Evan had trundled the road from Newcastle Emlyn to Blendenirk in a wagon with Joshua and a group of fellow students. All the way there, Evan had felt confused, swinging from gloom to joy. But there was something in the "Bend me" prayer that resonated deeply within him. After that early meeting and before the next, which would be at 9 a.m., Evan and his friends and Joshua breakfasted at the home of Pastor M.P. Morgan. Later, journeying to the chapel, Joshua spoke suddenly, "We are going to have a wonderful meeting here today." Evan answered, "I am just bursting." During the 9 a.m. service, Evan sat in a pew off to the side with friends from Newquay. Evan was struggling. He remembered that a little earlier, at breakfast, Magdalen Phillips had passed him bread and butter, and he had refused it. As he had watched Joshua receive the same food, a thought sliced into Evan's psyche. What if God offers his spirit, and I'm not ready to receive him, and others are ready to accept him where they offered? This angst stirred in Evan as he sat in the Blendenirk chapel. It was so evident that two ministers took note of the anguished young man and concluded he was neurotic. But the ground of Evan's soul was experiencing the buildup of the charge. Within moments, the revival lightning struck him. At the start of the meeting, many were praying. "Shall I pray now?" Evan asked the Lord. "No," he sensed the Holy Spirit saying. Evan obeyed and sat in silence. In that interval, the charge continued to intensify in his spirit and soul. The cloud of God's manifest presence seemed to hover over him. Finally, as Evan waited and others around him prayed, he felt the living energy. He trembled as the energy built up within him.